climate and sustainability.
And good afternoon to you, Kevin James. Are you good?
I'm good, Ernest. Beautiful day. It's been a while. We've had a couple of weeks of not speaking, but important things happening in the meantime.
Oh, absolutely. Quite a bit. So let's get to it, Kevin. As you mentioned in the promo there, despite the resounding success of the South African Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Program, the chairman of Eskom recently announcing that they would not be contracting any independent power producers. It seems a bit odd. What's the rationale for this?
Yeah, so this is a bit odd. I know, Ernest, you've been wanting to ask me this since it happened a couple of weeks ago. It's been a very interesting but not such a surprising move, really, after about 4.5 rounds of what can be boasted as one of the most successful renewable energy independent power producer programs in the world. Well implemented, transparent, almost 200 billion rand invested over the last 5 years, and Eskom have announced they want to discontinue it and not engage further with independent power producers. The reasons that they speak about is that renewable energy has raised Eskom costs and they're forced to buy electricity at prices that they don't really have a lot of leverage to negotiate, which is absolute nonsense. This is at complete odds with reality. The cost of renewables, as we speak about often, has been reducing exponentially, and certainly relative to the price of coal and nuclear. And right now, wind energy is cheaper than coal energy, and that's a fact. Which really begs the question, why shut down probably the only successful power generation program that Eskom has actually been involved in over the last 20-odd years? Well, there are a couple of reasons. None of them are really part of Eskom's official response, but I'll give them to you anyway. The renewable energy program was so successful that it's showing up the viability, the financial, economic viability of the controversial nuclear procurement deal. It's showing up the viability of Medupi and Kusile, should any of these constructions ever come to an end. Secondly, with the ANC really, I suppose, in the last couple of years, mismanaging and compromising our economy so spectacularly, there's actually enough capacity now to provide for the demand that is currently in the economy, making the IPP program now Eskom's toughest competition. So everything points to us going renewable. They pledged carbon reduction to the United Nations at COP21 last year. They are cheaper than fossil fuels and nuclear. They are the only power generation projects that are on time and on budget, and the energy is free and clean, unlike Medupi and Kusile. The latest decision by Eskom and government basically protecting their short-term interests, protecting the Eskom monopoly, as well as the lucrative coal and uranium contracts belonging to the Gupta and Zuma families, at the expense of our long-term environmental, social, and economic sustainability. Ernest, this has nothing to do with economics. This has everything to do with short-term profits and patronage.
That's a thorny one there, Kevin.